standing on the sideline there on San Diego's last drive. Any point you thinking it happened against Denver, it happened against Chicago, and it's happening again today?
No. I mean, a little bit. You're kind of going over the scenarios. You knew that once the clock got down, it was kind of out of our hands. You know, you're potentially getting ready for overtime, thinking about that, and then, you know, cheering the guys on. I mean, kind of out of our hands at that point as far as offense goes. And, yeah, just, I mean, obviously a ton on the line, huge game, and you know, trying to get those guys going.
Alex, you're definitely a guy. I mean, you know what expectations are like for a first-round pick. And, you know, you've been doing this a long time now, so when you see a young guy step up, and the pressure he's had to deal with, how does that make you feel when you see a guy kind of deal with it and kind of prove himself in a big game? Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I think every guy in that locker room was happy for D, the way he played, bringing it. You know, this was his opportunity, Justin out, and him to step up into the starting lineup and, I mean, just to make play. And then, I mean, shoot, to make the play in coverage there at the end, even bigger. So, yeah, really happy for him, happy for us. You know, it seemed like, you know, how many fourth down conversions there, and defense just still out on the field, still hanging tough all the way down to the one-yard line. And then, you know, penalties and more chances and you know, found a way to make the play. You know, we've been in a bunch of these early in the year. Didn't come out on the right side, and this one just kind of kept fighting and kind of showed the kind of character we have. And, you know, hats off to the defense, obviously, for making that play down there.
Alex, we talked about it this week, I think, of your confidence in a play's success or failure before you snap the football. And that touchdown play looked like you knew that play was going to have some success before you snapped the ball.
Yeah, you know, had the play call on, and then they showed pressure, kind of bringing it. We were right there on the edge of field goal range. Felt really good about the matchup with Albert. You know, he saw it. He won. And really, for me, it's just kind of making the throw. He broke the tackle and took it. But, yeah, really fired up. You know, those are big play potentials when you see they're bringing all that pressure. You know, it's the gamble, right? You know, they're trying to get you, and you got to try to get them. And Albert making the play, huge play in the game.
How important has he become to this offense?
Man, he and I have been talking. I've been talking to him for these last few weeks. Obviously, Jeremy's been, you know, playing great and lights out and having a ton of catches. And I've just been telling Albert, stay ready. It's coming. You know, obviously with Jeremy and Kels getting a lot of attention, we were going to get some looks out there with Albert. And the guy's a heck of a player, you know, really good football player, and excited for him, you know, today.
Alex, on the interception, at what point did you know your streak was over?
Yeah, I mean, it was close. I was still looking at the replay. Just trying to take a shot. You know, we were right there. Felt good about it. We had the matchup, you know, with Jeremy. Obviously, I had it over again, you know, kind of take the shot, him or no one, but just trying to give him a chance. The kid made a good play. If you're going to throw one, it's not bad. I mean, we threw him down inside the 5-yard line, you know, pinning them down there. Obviously, streak's over, so I don't have to answer those questions anymore.
But you wish you did, though, right? Wish you did still have to answer the question.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're going to pick an interception to throw, I mean, that would be the one to pick. You know, we weren't in scoring range yet. We took the shot. Felt good about it. The kid made a nice play. Sliding down in there. Obviously, you don't ever want to throw him, but if you were going to pick one, that would be it.
A lot of times after a game where you don't score a lot of points, you're up here saying, yeah, we like a lot of points out of it.
Yeah.
Do you necessarily feel that way today? Was there a whole lot?
Well, I think there in the second half, we had some opportunities to even get a field goal that really would have changed the dynamic of that game, going up two scores, and whether it be penalties or missed chances, that hurt us, and we really had a chance to seal that game. You knew all week it was looking rough with the weather, and it was going to be this type of game, and we had a chance there in the second half to make it a two-score game, and I think that really would have changed the dynamic. Unfortunately, we didn't get it done, but felt like we moved the ball there at times, you know, getting into kind of the high red, and for whatever reason, kind of missed chances or penalties, backed ourselves out of there, couldn't get it done. Obviously, I mean, I think that's kind of the looking at it right now is the missed opportunities on offense to kind of really change that game.
What's with the glove today?
You know, it was coming down pretty good pregame. And in that first half, and just felt better with it. I knew we had some of the, you know, ball handling stuff in the shotgun, and I just felt good with it. I'd fooled around with them. I'd never practiced with them. I'd never played in a game with them, and you know, tried them out pregame, and felt okay with it. Felt like I could get D decent grip on the ball, so just went with it.
Couple more guys.
Did I play a role in your throwing that interception with the gloves?
No. It might have been worse if I didn't have them on. I felt good about it. It was coming down in that first half. I felt good with the gloves. You know, nothing's going to be perfect in those kind of conditions. Like I said, we're trying to take a shot. Kid made a nice play, yeah.
Alex, you know, not to speak specifically about this officiating or anything like that, but it looked like Phillip had a little trouble trying to get a timeout called. And
yeah,
you were able to get a call overturned on the grounding. It was just kind of a weird.
Very weird game. I mean, just from my perspective, sitting watching on the sidelines, there were about six, I thought, delay games that didn't get called. I don't know how they don't get called. I thought the crowd did such a great job, you know, for the conditions. Those guys, they were hanging in and loud and making it tough on them. Strange that I didn't feel like we didn't get any of those there down the line. On the grounding, for me, I felt like there was a receiver in the area. It didn't have to go past the line of scrimmage. It's no different than a screen pass that you ground. If there's a receiver there, it's not grounding. And luckily, the refs talked it out.
Did you talk to him too?
I was yelling my point. it didn't matter that it has to cross the line of scrimmage if there's a receiver there behind the line of scrimmage. That's what my understanding of it was. So
I'm going to go from here to here. Go ahead, Terrell.
Just a couple things. In San Diego, you guys were able to kind of mix up stuff and really get stuff going against the defense. I'm kind of curious about how the weather might have changed some of the dynamics of the game for what you guys can do offensively, or how they played you too.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you have weather like that, it's tough. Just ball handling, throwing it, all the little things I think get hard. And you got to, it's that much more focus on all those little things. And like I said, I really felt like we actually, didn't have a ton of plays in that first half and did a good job with it. Second half, a ton of penalties. I just felt like we killed ourselves, put ourselves in a bunch of second, third, and longs. And then when it's raining, you're going to make it real hard on yourself there in those conditions. So when we were ahead of the chains, we were moving it. And then it seemed like sack, penalty, those things really put us behind the chains. It's tough to overcome.
And I think with the interception, I think people were looking to see, would you guys keep downfield after.
Yeah.
You did. I mean, was that like a concerted effort on your part to say, we're still gonna try?
The way they were playing, even from the first game, we saw some looks that we wanted to take advantage of. Felt good about some of the matchups. And that certainly was the mindset for sure going into this game.
Mitch Morse was the guy who kind of pulled you or pushed you out of that little thing you had going on. I mean, it's impressed you that the rookie was the one with the cool head there?
I blacked out there for a second, so I had no idea. No idea what really happened. Got fired up. A bunch of those guys jump in. We got a good crew. We got, really competitive guys, and I think it does start with those guys up front. Mitch has been a big part of that. We feed off those guys' attitude and energy, so they really get us going, and just got a little fired up there.
Is that Mitch's thing, though? Is he kind of the cool head, even for a rookie?
He's got that about him.
He
certainly has that about him. I think that's why he's playing in there as a rookie, making all the calls. He's a pretty cool customer with all the stuff going on. That's what you want in a center.
BJ,
you spoke before about staying pretty even keel and not showing a lot of motion there at the end of the first half. It looked like you were showing quite a bit of emotion. Just what brought that out of you?
I think just trying to, get us going, get me going. I was fired up. It was a third down run. Felt like some of that stuff there, try to headhunt a little bit there, and I was jacked up. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
Two-parter. One, could you run through the play that set up the field goal at the end of the first half? And second of all, are you running more out of necessity or design? How's that sort of?
Yeah. I knew we had two timeouts. Wasn't looking to run there at all. Actually, just great protection up front. Really felt like they were dropping deep, and saw a lane and tried to take advantage of it. I knew we had two timeouts, so it didn't matter even if I was tackled inbounds. That's kind of why I ducked up there at the end. I knew if I went down, we would take one there. I think really kind of a credit to, one, the protection, and then them just, playing us deep. Those guys carrying them able to make a play.
Are you running more out of necessity?
No, I don't ever view it like that. No, I mean, especially when it's drop back, scramble. I mean, I'm dropping back trying to throw the football, and sometimes those things just happen. And, the lane opens up, and certainly when it does, I try to take advantage of it.
Last one, Dan.
You mentioned the headhunting and the penalties. got a little heated there. Obviously, you're not going to tell us what you said to him, but did you think it was dirty? You guys have a history with 37.
Yeah, I mean, it's a division game. He's a physical player. You know, not nothing against it. He's a physical player. He brings it. He hits hard. And it's a division game. I mean, it's going to be heated. That's what football's about. You know, it was that type of game today for sure.